So please, recording in progress.
Please turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 107. We're going to begin in verse 1. And we're going to go through 9 verses, amen. But I'm gonna split them up as I go. So I'm going to begin in verses 1 through 3 right now. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather out the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. And I'm going to stop here for now. Amen. So this is a psalm that David wrote. Amen. It is this whole chapter, believe it or not, it's a profound celebration of God's mercy, deliverance, and faithfulness. And we can all be witnesses, and we can account for God's mercy, deliverance in our lives, his faithfulness, how he shows up all the time when we need him. He is always there. So in these 9 chapters that I want to go over today, amen, it's going to set the tone, and it's going to invite you in to reflect on God's goodness, on the goodness of God. And it's our call to respond to God in gratitude. It's our call to respond to God with trust and confidence, because he alone is God. Amen.
Amen.
Because he surely is good. Amen. We sung the songs this morning, and we were just praising the Lord, worshiping God of how good he is. Amen. So Amen. we have to give thanks to the Lord. For the word says, for he is good. And like Dorcas likes to say, he is great. Amen. Because his love endures forever. He loves, never fails us. Amen.
Right.
He Amen. Never changes. He's always Amen. Loving towards us. So yes, when we look at these verses, the psalmist begins with a universal truth of God's goodness.
Amen.
And his goodness is eternal. It's unchanging. Yes. And he Amen. Goes on to say that his mercy is not momentary, but it's enduring. It's everlasting. Amen. And I just want to go over, what does the word mercy mean? When you think about the word mercy, it is a compassionate and an active caring for those in need, especially when it's not deserved. Amen. God is merciful to us every day. Do you think we really deserve the goodness of God?
Amen.
We were sinners. We were sinners, amen. But God brought us out of that dark place, and he brought us into his light, even when we didn't deserve it. He showed us mercy. He showed us compassion. And don't we do that to our kids, to our children?
Yes.
Children don't always obey what they are asked to do. And whatever we ask them to do is for their own good. Amen. But the love, the compassion, the same mercy that God shows us is exactly what we show our children. Amen.
Amen.
Because our love for them doesn't change. Our love for our children changes not. It never fails. Amen. If we have Amen. The love of God, and we exercise the love of God, and we say the love, we love God, then that same love is extended to our families. It's extended to strangers. It is extended to our neighbors. Amen?
Amen.
Because this is what the love of God does. Amen. Let me turn really quick because we're talking about love. Let's turn to the first book of John, chapter 4, really quickly, because we're gonna remain in the book of Psalm in 107 for the service. Amen. But I just want to show you what the word says. In the first book of John, chapter 4, and I'm going to go to verse 8. This is what it says. It says, he who does not love does not know God. Isn't that a powerful statement? Mm-hmm. He who does not love does not love God, for God is love. For God is love. Look at verse 16 in the same chapter. And when we have known and believed the love that God has for us, God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Amen. So you see the connection. So we got to praise God because he is good. He is merciful because God is God. And the reality is he could be anything or act in any way he wants to because God is love. Because he is mindful of everything that we are concerned about. Amen. Because his nature is to be kind and merciful to those he loves. And he loves his children. We are his children. So there's so much for us to be grateful and thankful for. Amen?
Amen.
Because God is merciful. Amen? When I think back about how I was before I received his son, Jesus Christ, into my life, my Lord, I didn't deserve any of his goodness. And yet, he was compassionate enough, merciful enough, to bring me into his kingdom and change me and change my spirit that was dead to a spirit that is alive. Amen. A spirit that has been reborn, born again for his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the word of God says we are the redeemed. Yes, the Lord has redeemed us. Those who have experienced God's deliverance are called to testify about the goodness of God. So we're here, we testify to one another, we testify to our families, because this is not just for our personal benefit, but it is to encourage others to trust God, to encourage others, hallelujah, that God is a loving God. Not to listen to other people. God is not loving. He allows this to happen. He allows that to happen. No, people, there's evil people out there that are causing a lot of harm. But that doesn't change who God is. God is still merciful. He's compassionate.
Yes.
Passionate. Amen. He is mindful of what you're going through. Hallelujah. We as believers, our job is to be outspoken in our praise to the Lord for all the good things he has done for us. Because God has done so many great things for us. Individually, he's done some amazing things. Amen?
Yes.
So, and this not only makes the Lord known to us, but it is also good for us to be reminded of how good
That's
God
right.
is. It reminds Amen. Us of all that the Lord has done for us. It reminds us of Amen. The cross. It reminds Amen. Us that our life was crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That our past has no more dominion over us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And when the Lord Jesus paid the price, he paid it for all. For the Amen. World. Amen.
Amen.
But only those who believe in his redemption plan are the ones that he accepts into his kingdom. So we've been adopted. We are heirs to his kingdom. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then when we look at the Psalm, You know, we know about the Israelites. So when we look at even verse 3, right? And he gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Even this is speaking of the Jews when God allowed them to return back to the promised land from the captivity of Assyria and Babylon. So this psalm it was written after that. Amen. But you could see how the Lord delivered the Jews from these outrageous countries that really, really just torture the people of God. Amen. But God had made a promise, and God has a promise for the nation of Israel. Amen.
Amen.
And he, even today, he is still merciful to his people.
Yes, he is.
Compassionate and loving, because he does not want not even one to perish. Not one.
Amen.
And this is why the redemption plan of the Lord is so great and is so key to our lives. That's why today he's reminding us, remember the cross. Remember how good I am that I brought you out from that dark place into a mighty land, your land of promise. We are living in the land of promise. Amen.
Amen.
We are living in a blessed land, in a blessed nation.
Yes.
If you compare our nation to other countries in the world, believe me, you would not want to live in those countries.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we have the Lord. God is good. He's redeemed us. Amen. And the Lord is just saying, you know, reflect. How did I deliver you? How did I deliver you in your life in the past few years since you were redeemed? Reflect. Share the testimony that you have with others.
Amen.
And the reality is that gratitude grows when it is expressed. So when you begin to express all that God has done for you, you begin to be more grateful and more thankful for the things that God has done in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. We're talking about a psalm that God is reminding us there is a call to gratitude. There is a call to thanksgiving. There is a call to worship the Lord for his deliverance and his redemption and his love. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to verses 4 and 5.
Verses 4 and 5.
What Psalms? 107. 107. We're going to remain in Psalm 107.
Okay.
They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Hallelujah. This is the reality of human need. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. And it's talking about the Israelites, right? They were hungry, they were thirsty, and their lives were just decreasing in life, little by little. And a lot of them, as we know, they were complaining. Where's God? We should have stayed in Egypt. Why did he take us out?
Sure.
So they were wondering and wondering.
Yeah.
And have you felt in your own life a time where you were desperate, where you were hungry, where you were living
in the
wilderness? Amen. Where you felt that the Lord wasn't there. God, where are you? God, I don't feel you. God, I'm alone. I feel like I'm alone. Where are you, Lord? Are you even mindful of what I'm going through? Amen. And this verse, what it's doing, this verses 4 and 5, what it's doing is painting a vivid image of those who are lost, of those who are weary, of those that have no sustenance. And it symbolizes both our physical and spiritual needs. Amen. This is what this is symbolizing, you know, and sometimes, a lot of times we're in the wilderness. We're in a dry season, sometimes people say. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, this not only applies to the Jews who were driven from the land of Israel, but it's also, it has an application here in these verses, has an application to anyone who is suffering today. A wilderness can be financial. A wilderness can be emotional. A wilderness can be physical. A wilderness can be relational. And it could be many other things. But the Lord brings his people out of all kinds of trouble. And he brings us into a place of abundance.
Amen.
And this is what this is saying. Though you wonder, though you have no place to go, though you are hungry, though you feel that you're so weary that you're gonna faint, but the Lord, he delivered you out of trouble. He delivers you out of your circumstance. If you would just trust him. See, it's all about trusting God. You need to trust God that he is your deliverer. You need to trust God that he is going to bring you to a place of abundance, because it is already yours for you to possess. We spoke about possessing the land of promise. It is already yours. All you got to do is grab hold of it. All you got to do is be thankful and grateful to God that he gave it to you. You may not feel it. You may feel alone, but that is a lie from the pit of hell, because you are never alone. If the Lord Jesus abides in you, you are never alone.
Amen.
Right.
The word says God will never leave you nor forsake you. You are never alone.
Never.
And all of us, me included, all of us have been hungry and thirsty for something more. Amen. There is something in the inside of us that makes us more hungry for what? For him, for his word, for his goodness, for his abundance. Amen. Don't you want more? Don't you want more of God?
More of him.
I want more of God. I want to know more of God. I want to know. I want to have the wisdom of God. I want to know his mysteries. I want to know his revelation. And in order to do that, I need to know God more. I need to get into his word. I need to talk to God. I got to have conversations with God. Amen. I got to make him first in my life. I got to wake up with God in my mind, in my heart, in my soul. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Every morning. Yes.
Every morning.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to turn to Romans right now. Let's turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 20. Romans, let's go to Romans real quick. The book of Romans 1, 18 through 20. The book of Romans 1, 18. Hallelujah. And it says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Amen. Let me tell you, if you don't believe in God, there's a problem. There's something definitely wrong with you, because God created this beautiful universe. Amen. The world may not be, you may look at the world, you may look at things happening, amen, and you may look at it, wow, there's something wrong here. But no, what God created was beautiful. It was great. Amen. He created this world so that we can live in it. Hallelujah. And when he sent his son, Jesus, he created the world that we can live in abundance. In abundance, in his abundance, because he knew that the enemy was going to be present and he was going to come and try to kill and destroy, amen, and steal your joy and your peace. But in God, we have access to his peace. We have access to his joy. Amen. We have access to everything that the Lord has. Any spiritual blessing that we can think of is ours in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. God has provided all good things for us. That's why we say that God is a God of goodness. His mercies are forever. Amen. His goodness endures. Amen. Because God is good all the time. God doesn't change his nature. Amen. And yes, you know, the ungodly are going to continue to do what they're going to do. The ungodly, a lot of them are in denial. They don't want to turn away from their ways and turn to the Lord. There's a few family members in my family that have rebelled against God, knowing the goodness of God, knowing how great he is, but yet they choose. It's a choice, because God doesn't force himself on you. They choose to rebel against God. They choose to do ungodly things. And God is not well pleased with that. But yet, if they were to turn from their sinful ways, guess what? God will open up his arms and he will receive them
willingly.
With love, with mercy, mm-hmm. with compassion,
right, with
because
love.
That is the God that we serve, because he's Amen. Merciful.
Amen.
So anyway, all of us, sometimes we hunger for things, we thirst for things, but the word of God says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of his mouth, the mouth of God. Amen.
Amen.
So when
Amen.
You feel hungry for the Lord, when you feel thirsty, turn to the word. Turn to the Lord. Amen. Because it is only God who is the one that will satisfy your need. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And unfortunately, what happens is, sadly, many people don't cry out to the Lord to fill that void in them. Amen. And then instead they turn to pleasures of the world. But only God can fill that void and the hole that people may have inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not a person, not a thing, not a habit, not an addiction can ever fill what God is supposed to fill. Amen.
Right.
And this is why we have to be witnesses to others. You know, the word of God says, by the fruit, they will know you. So we gotta walk, we gotta talk, God in a godly manner, in a manner that represents that we truly are Christians, that we truly are disciples of Christ, that we truly are God's sons and daughters. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because you can act a certain way, and trust me, people will, if it's not according to the word of God, people will turn to you and say, and you say you're a Christian, and this is how you're speaking, this is how you're acting, you're judging me. Only God can judge me.
Yeah.
And you're criticizing me, and you say you're a Christian. You know, so a lot of times I was turned by some family members that believed God way before me, that received the Lord way before me, and I didn't come to the Lord because of their fruit. Their fruit was not fruitful. Amen. They did not have the fruit of the Spirit. They had the fruit of darkness in them. Amen. They were jealous. They were envious. Amen. They were angry people that all they do was curse and criticize and judge. And I said, do you think I want what you have? No. So it took me a long time to come to the Lord because other Christians' habits. They were walking in ungodly ways, yet they professed to be Christians.
Amen.
Amen. And this is exactly where we cannot place ourselves in. No, we are
right.
sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are disciples. We are Christ followers. The love of God is in us. And if the love of God is in us, then it's very easy to love on others. Amen. To love your neighbor as yourself. We got to show the love of God to every single person in this world. Anyone that the Lord brings you into your presence. Amen.
Amen.
We're not here to judge. We're here to love.
Amen.
To love unconditionally. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to Psalm 107. Let's go to verses 6 and 7. Hallelujah. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress.
Amen.
And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Amen. Again, talking about the Israelites. Amen. And we know how the Lord delivered the Israelites. Amen. But here they cried out to the Lord in their time of trouble. The Lord delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way. He gave them direction. You're going to go to the city. Hallelujah. And here's where I want you to settle. Amen. Hallelujah. So deliverance begins when we cry out to God. Amen. And we know the Israelites cried out to God. And let me tell you something, there's so many times that we ourselves, we need to cry out to God. Amen. Because a lot of times, you know, life is so tough sometimes that we're like, we can't take this anymore. Lord, you got to do something. Amen. And I know for myself, I cry out to God because a lot of times I get very weary. I get very discouraged by circumstances. Amen. I get tired. Amen. And I get lonely. Let's face it. I get lonely too. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have a companion like other people do. So I'm just being true and honest. It's hard to run a ministry without backup. I thank God that I have the Dorcas, Mark, Vinit, and the members here in this church. Amen. Hallelujah. That you know, support me and hold my arms up when I feel weak and without strength. Amen. And God will use you. Amen. Like he has and he does every day. He will use you to text me a message, to send me a word, to give me a phone call. Amen. He will use you to pray for me. And I said, I am feeling your prayers today. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been going through this and it's weighing heavy on me. Amen. And it's so easy for me to tell the people, hey, the word says, be anxious for nothing. Cast your cares onto the Lord. But when it comes to me, hallelujah, I don't know why I find it a hard time to minister to myself. Amen. It's so easy for me to edify others and so difficult for me to edify myself. Amen. But this is why the Lord has people like you. Amen. Loving people. Amen. Believers that trust God. Amen. That their confidence is in God, because you can't put your confidence in me. I'm just flesh. I'm a woman. Amen. And I'm just a vessel of God. I'm a human being. Amen. I got struggles just like you do. Hallelujah. A title means nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm just being honest that when I cry out to God, God delivers me. Hallelujah. God turns me around, because his presence I find joy. Because in his presence, when I enter into his rest and I enter into his presence, there is a fullness of joy. There is a peace that surpasses all things, and there I am strengthened in with the mighty hand of God. Amen. So not only does he rescue me and he rescues you, but he also leads us, hallelujah, into a stable place. And he leads us with provision. You will have no lack. He provides everything for you. He provides a place of safety, a place of rest. And that's what God has done for me. And that's what God will do for you. So in your time where you say, oh, my Lord, I can't take this no more, and you cry out to God, amen,
yeah.
He's going to respond. He's going to answer you, amen? Hallelujah. Yeah. Because deliverance from all our trouble is only found in the Lord. It's only found in the Lord. There is no other way. It is found in His Word. That's why when I receive a word from the Lord, I there's something in me that sparks up. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're with me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm pressing on, Lord. I'm pressing on. There's some spark of encouragement and edification that takes place, and it's something good. And it's good for my soul. And it's good for my spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord is just saying, you know, I'm the only one that can fill you. I'm the only one that can sustain you. I'm the only one that can surely provide for you. Hallelujah. If we can just learn this lesson through these scriptures, instead of living a life of hard knocks, amen?
Right.
We need to learn to live in His presence, learn to live in His joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Learn
amen.
To, you know, you need to cry out. You cry out. You know, the Word of God says that crying is good for the soul. Healing begins when you start crying. Amen. Because it's good for you. It cleanses. It cleanses your mind, your spirit. It cleanses you from all cloudiness. Amen. Doesn't water cleanse when you wash the dishes? Water cleanses your dishes. You add a little soap, it becomes even cleaner. Amen. But the Word of God is good. It's good for you.
To the soul.
Amen.
Absolutely.
We gotta taste and see that the Lord is good.
Is good.
He really is, and His plans for us are good.
Amen.
Like Jeremiah 29:11, right?
Yeah.
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a good future.
Yes.
And that verse still applies to us today, individually. The Lord will never lead us astray. He's going to lead us in the way that is right, in the way that we need to go. And He's going to lead us to a place and give us a place of safety. And His place of safety is being in His arms. The Word of God says that God's plans for our lives are better than our own plans.
You better believe it, yeah.
All we got to do is trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not in our own understanding. That's what the word says. Amen.
Yes.
So know that God hears you and He will deliver you. That's what these two verses are saying. God hears you and He will deliver you. Amen. And the other verses 4 and 5, there is a real human need, but God is there to supply
Amen.
It. Amen. Whatever you need.
Amen.
And verses 1-3, as we said before, it is a call to gratitude. Have a grateful heart. Have a heart filled with thanksgiving for all that the Lord has done for you. Amen. Let's go to verses 8 and 9. These are the last two verses I'm going to speak about. In verse 8, 107:8, it says, all that man would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Amen. Let us give thanks to the Lord. Amen. For His unfailing love. For His wonderful deeds to us, to mankind. For the Word says, we just read it, that He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. So He not only delivers us, but He also
Amen.
Satisfies.
Amen.
And his provision, because God is our provider, his provision goes beyond survival because he meets our deepest needs. Can you testify Amen. Today that God has delivered you time and time again, and that yes. God is the only one that can satisfy you, and that God, his That's provisions right. have yes. gone beyond what you can yes. think of? And Amen. He has met every need, however deep it's been, he has met it. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank Amen. You, Father
Amen.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. And here the Lord is Spirit. Talking about a spiritual hunger. It's not a physical hunger. Yeah. He's talking about a spiritual hunger, a hunger for God, a thirst for God. And God echoes, the Lord Jesus echoes this truth in the Gospel of John in chapter 6, verse 35. So why don't we turn there and see what those verses have to say. Amen. John, Gospel of John, chapter 6. Verse 35. And it's in red letters. This is the Lord Jesus speaking. And he's saying, I am the bread of life. Yes. He who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. Amen. The Lord Jesus, he is declaring in this scripture right here, in this verse, he's declaring himself as the bread of life, because only in him can we find the ultimate fulfillment. You want to be fulfilling your life? You need to be hungry for God. You need to be thirsty for God. And in him, you will be filled. In him, you will be satisfied. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. So we got to praise the Lord, for he yes. is good to all of us. And when we yes. praise God, how many of us know it is a weapon against the devil?
Yes.
When we praise the Lord, and it blesses God. Amen. And it's one of the most important things we can do. We need to rejoice. We need to praise the Lord for his goodness, whether you're going through some good times or whether you're going through some hard times. We need to praise the Lord because he is good, and he is Amen. Good all the time. Amen. And if you Amen. Read the rest of chapter 107, it is constantly repeating itself. A praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord throughout the chapter. Because it is Amen. The theme of the psalm. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the word satisfy. Satisfy in the Hebrew, it is the word is saba. And in the Hebrew, it means to fill to satisfaction. The Lord fills the longing soul to satisfaction. Amen?
Amen.
So he's the only one that can fill you in every area that you have need of. He's the only one that can satisfy. Man can satisfy you. Your spouse cannot satisfy you. Only God. Amen. Only God. So Amen. You're seeking satisfaction in things that cannot fulfill you. You need to return to God and look at Jesus as the bread of life, because he is the only one, in capital letters, one that can fully and truly satisfy you. Amen. God is our provider, but Jesus, he is the bread of life. And Jesus alone is our true source. Church, you got to understand, Jesus alone is our true source of spiritual life, both right now in the present world and in the everlasting life to come. Amen. Because this world is only temporary for us. Amen. We're here on borrowed time. Amen. But there is a place, there's a home that the Lord has for us that in due season, at the right appointed time, there's going to be another source of life up in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And only God can satisfy and fulfill that in Jesus' name. So here in these Psalms 107, 1 through 9, what God is doing, he's calling us to remember God's enduring mercy and respond to him with gratitude and trust. Just like the wanderers, amen, in the desert, we also face those times. We also face those dry times. We face times of need. We face times of desperation. But yet, God's faithfulness, church, God's faithfulness ensures that when we cry out to him, he will hear, he will deliver, and he will provide abundantly anything that you have need of. Amen. So I want you this week, as we celebrate Thanksgiving this week, amen, share with your loved ones, bring to remembrance, share your testimony with others, encourage others to trust in God's faithfulness because God has been faithful to you. And just live daily with gratitude. Live daily acknowledging that God is your source. Say, God, you are my source. You are the bread of my life, Lord. I love you and I thank you, Lord God. He is the source of every good thing in your life. Amen.
Yes.
So amen. Share, be blessed, church. Hallelujah. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving. Amen. And just know that God is always for you. He is good. His love is unfailing and his mercy amen. Endures forever and ever. Amen. Amen.